Trump demands death penalty for human traffickers after Sound of Freedom screening. We will defend the dignity of human life. By David Ng on July 21, 2023. Former President Donald Trump is calling for the death penalty for human traffickers after hosting a special screening of the blockbuster movie Sound of Freedom this week at this club in Bedminster, New Jersey. In a video message released Friday, President Trump said upon returning to office, he will use Title 42 to return all child trafficking victims to their families in their countries of origin. He added, I will urge Congress to ensure that anyone caught trafficking children across our border receives the death penalty, immediately. And that includes, also, for women, because women, as you know, are number one in trafficking. Children are actually number two. Together we will end the scourge of human trafficking and we will defend the dignity of human life, Trump concluded. Watch below. Trump praised Sound of Freedom in his video message, calling it a very important film. The independently produced and distributed movie has emerged as the surprise box office success of the summer, recently crossing the $100 million mark. Actor Jim Caviezel stars as Tim Ballard, the real-life Homeland Security agent who quit his job with the government in order to devote himself to rescuing children from international trafficking rings and bringing their kidnappers to justice. Everyone should see it, Trump said. This is a very important film, a very important movie, and a very important documentary wrapped into one. Trump also said he will also end the Biden border nightmare that has left the U.S.-Mexico border wide open to human trafficking, drug smuggling, and illegal crossings. We will fully secure the border, he said. Breitbart News reported from inside Trump's special Sound of Freedom screening, where the president met with Caviezel and Ballard, as well as the movie's director Alejandro Gomez Monteverde. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.